Yeah, I love an abrupt ending in the morning, especially with the Beatles. You know, this is Mike, by the way. It's WMFO Medford. And I just had to pick a song to lead us up to the top of the hour, and I did. And the way that it is in our system, sometimes they just cut it right off like that. I just demonstrated what I just said. So, it's 9 a.m. on the dot, and thanks for tuning in for another 2 hours of new noise and freeform. I'm not alone in the studio today, which always makes me kind of happy. Staring across at me, locking eyes, is Mr. Tom Ruprecht.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, talk right into that thing, because it's
hello.
It's a nasty old microphone. Yep, and I'm just going to try one thing and just see if it works. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Mike.
Yep, it worked. I never know if it does. But Tom's lovely wife and my dear friend Jean is here too. She won't be on the mic much, but just her presence makes it cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So you came back again, Tom. I'm so surprised.
Yes, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the invitation and happy to be here to program some tunes. We don't really spin them anymore, right?
We can pretend. Yep. So you just alluded to your 5-song set that we're going to get to at around 9:30 in the morning. And you had some kind of a theme, did you not?
All roads lead to rock.
I'm laughing with you, not at you. All right. So and it starts off with somebody who you can't lose with, you know, Steve Earle. That's just a little hint for everybody.
There you go.
You can't miss with Steve Earle when you start off a set with Steve Earle. I mean, it only can, you know. You either stay at that level or, well, I'm babbling too much about it, but love that song. So stay tuned, 9:30. Tom's going to start his 5-song set. And speaking of some really cool music, new noise, I've got, let's see, Devil Love from Boston. I have Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. I have an artist named Woz, W-O-Z. I have Worm Rose. Worm Rose is from Stockholm, Sweden, which is the rock and roll capital of the world. And Worm Rose features the daughter of the bass player of Stupidity.
Yeah. Very cool.
So talk about the little more hard rock band. Really good. Boston's own Chelsea Curve. And starting off with something new from somebody I know that you you love his work, Mark Arely.
Yes.
Mark Arely has a new work coming out. And that's going to start off our new noise. It's called Is It Enough? And it just gets better as it plays. So new noise to start us off. This is Mark Arely. This is WMFO.
Is it enough? Enough to be loved? What else do you need? What more could you want? The only thing left when everything is gone isn't enough to be loved. Give it away, free as a child. It was only to be loved. Yeah. enough to be loved. Shoulda, shoulda.
way. I'm on a 12-step program to quit your baby. I'm tired of whining and pacing the floor. I ain't gonna do it no more. On my 12-step program to quit your baby. Step one, I'm gonna tear your picture down. Step two, I'm gonna move the room around. Step three, I'm gonna walk out the door, go looking for number four. On my 12-step program to quit your baby. Step five, I will acquire a whole new jive. Step six, and a brand new bag of tricks. Step seven, if it's not too late, help me get to number eight. On my 12-step program to quit you, babe. Well, a little taste, doll at it too. They get me well and truly hooked. Take a look at my arm, you won't find a track. After we get in, it's gonna be like a miracle from heaven if I ever get past 11. On my 12-step program to quit you, babe. On my 12-step program to quit you, babe. I can't quit you, baby.
WMFO Bedford.
I can't stop. Say I can't stop. No.
WMFO Medford, 9:19 in the morning. So many times it's 9:19 after the first set. It's just magic that happens, you know? It just knows it has to be that long. And I say 9:19 all the time, and it's fun. Damn. Tom Ruprecht, good morning again.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
So, you've got a five-song set starting in about 10 minutes at 9:30-ish. And let me tell everybody what I played in that first set because, you know, speaking of freeform, you know, this is what we get to do. It's so much fun. Started off with the great Mark Arely. I mean, what a great piece of work he's got out. Brand new single in 2023. It's called Is It Enough? Asking the musical question, I guess. I don't know the answer. It might be.
You have to listen to the tune to find out.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. You do. Classic from the Five Satins from a compilation in 2009 called For Collectors Only. That was In the Still of the Night. No kidding. I mean,
really like that one.
Yeah, that stuff just doesn't get old. And you pop it in there every time, and it's happiness. Chris Isaak, speaking of happiness, third song of the set from his record called Chris Isaak. That was Blue Hotel. Fantastic stuff. Love his style, always did. You know it's him, you know, whenever you hear something.
He was also in Silence of the Lambs. I probably point that out every time I'm hearing you play him. But yeah, he's got a small role as part of the SWAT team.
Oh, did he kill anybody?
I don't want to give that away. Oh. No spoilers.
With a guitar, maybe? Nick Lowe, the great, fantabulous Nick Lowe from a record called The Impossible Bird. If you know, you know. That's a great record. 12-step program to quit you, babe, was that one.
Excellent.
We were just like going like Nick Lowe is the bomb when that was playing. It's the greatest stuff in the world. And Humble Pie, reaching back through the annals of time once again. There was a record they did called Eat It, because of course they did. That was Get Down to It. All those great bands from yesteryear inspire everything that we hear today. It's just so cool to hear them again.
And it holds up.
It does. It does. And here's a great example of it. The new noise for the next set is from a Boston band called the Chelsea Curve. And everybody just loves this band, and you're going to hear why. Their latest record is called All the Things, and this is called Girl Cave Dog. It's new noise at WMFO.
Yeah.
All right, it's WMFO in Medford, 9:28 in the morning. Are you awake yet? I bet you are. Hopefully, if you're still in bed, you've got a seatbelt on because, you know, that was the band called Worm Rose. They're from Stockholm, Sweden, and that features the lead vocals of Zelda Wennerström, who is the daughter of Ulrike Wennerström, who is the bass player in Stupidity. That was killer. And the name was, Tom, let's just say it together because I can't. The name of the band was...
Worm Rose.
Yes, and the song was Kiss My Feet. Okay, we did. We said it. All right, great song.
Great production values.
Great song, great band. That was great. Awesome to hear Zelda doing her thing. And started off that short set with another new noise from Boston's own Chelsea Curve, as I mentioned, from their latest called All the Things. Came out the tail end of last year. There was Girl... Cave Dog. Love that band. All right. At 9:29 in the morning, what time is it, Tom?
It's time for that five-song set.
It really is. So mentioned that you're starting off with something from the great Steve Earle from his... it's the title track, actually, of Copperhead Road. So we just... Yeah, Copperhead Road. What a great track. And how long have we known of this? This came in 1988, this came out.
Yeah, and this was like his third or fourth album, I think. It's pretty early on. And this was kind of the first song I really learned about him from. This got a lot of radio airplay back in the day when it came out.
It did. It really did. And I know that we've both seen him, you know, and go see Steve Earle. You won't be disappointed. Even in his later years now, unfortunately, you know, his son passed recently, which is terrible. His son was an artist in his own right, but Steve is just doing wonderful work, and his voice has got even more gravelly.
Yeah, and he's a very varied performer, so he's got some stuff that's very, like, bluegrass, and then he's got some rock, and it's some, you know, just some down and dirty stuff.
Yeah, and Copperhead Road is kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of like alt-country.
Yeah.
I guess. Is it a... It's not a banjo he's playing, is it? I don't think so. But
no.
It's almost like it could be.
Yep.
You know? All right, so that's... We'll do that. So we'll do two songs and then come back. And the second song we're going to do is from Gin Blossoms, and it's called Allison Road.
Another one. This one was probably one of their... Not their biggest hit, but it was right up there. New Miserable Experience is the album it's from, and it's got a lot of airplay. Some people remember it, but I was thinking about some... to put together for a theme, and I thought, how about roads and highways, and
why not?
Maybe an avenue will be in there.
Look, anything could happen. All right, at 9:31 in the morning, we're going to start the first two of Tom's set, starting with Steve Earle and the great Copperhead Road at WMFO.
Just shot a coat of primer, then looked inside. it came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Eyes in the sun, the road wasn't wide, and I went looking for an exit sign.
It's WMFO Medford, coming up on 9:39 in the morning. Lots of nines when I come back on
nine?
The mic. Yeah, why is that? Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why. So, all right, let's talk about those two first songs of Tom's five songs. So that we had a couple of thoughts as we played them. We mentioned Steve Earle from Copperhead Road was the name of the record. That's a title track. And I had postulated whether or not there was a banjo in there. And just as it started, I said, maybe there's a... You know, and then maybe there's a mandolin, and then we saw that Nancy Walton, hi Nancy, said, I hear a mandolin in there, you know, and of course I'm hungry, so I thought, you know, mandarin orange would be good, but that's not it. He's not playing a piece of fruit.
No.
No. But you can see what a versatile guy this performer is. It's great to hear all that.
Yeah, good way to build the song too, you know, starts out and then just builds and builds and layers it in and...
And I
really
think,
nice.
And I think it's such a pleasing instrument that it just draws you into the song, you know. Nice
Absolutely.
Job, nice job, Steve, with the instrumentation. I approve. Nicely done. And Gin Blossoms from New Miserable Experience, which kind of makes me feel sorry for them that they have another miserable experience. I mean, one is kind of enough, but I digress. That was in 1992. That was Allison Road. Have you been to Allison Road, Tom? Is that why you picked that?
I have not been to Allison Road, but no. I feel like after hearing that song that I have some kind of a taste for what happened there.
Yeah, what do you think it was?
I'm going to leave it open to the listener.
All right. I'm just so not such a lyric person. I get into it after I know the song better. But okay, if you say so. Was it anything horribly terrible?
Not something joyful, I would say. Unjoyful.
Unjoyful. Wouldn't it be de-joyful? It wouldn't. All right, continuing on with this this road kind of thing with an avenue.
An avenue.
Particularly in this case, it is an electric one. And it's by Eddie Grant. And this was surprisingly hard to find for me to play it. Usually I can find whatever. But I had to look around a little bit. And this is being played from our internal database, which usually comes through with what we want. So Electric Avenue. I remember when the song was everywhere.
Yes. A big video. Video got a lot of play.
The video was huge because back then the... you know, the visuals that they did there were kind of cool. Now it looks not so cool. But it's funny how time ages things in a good way or a bad way. I don't know. But it's not bad. It just is what it is. And it's, you know, happened back when it happened. And it's nice to be able to review these songs. I haven't heard this in forever, you know. So any thoughts about this one?
No, I think it speaks for itself. It's got a really good riff to it.
It does.
I think the listeners will like it. If you haven't heard it before, it'll be a revelation. Mr. Right. Eddie Grant.
All right. So we're going from Electric Avenue to a highway. you know what it is. It's Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah. Electrified ACDC. I don't know why I said it that way. Sometimes you just say things and you don't think about it. I do that a lot. Do you?
I do.
But anyway, so those are going to be the next two songs. And all right. So let's start with Eddie Grant. And Electric Avenue, next two songs from Tom's set here at WMFO.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
We'll be right back.
That's where we're going, Tom. We have to pay for our mistakes in the past, and we're on our way to the highway to hell. But after listening to that, I don't think it's going to be that terrible.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's going to be fun. Let's go. All right, that was AC/DC, not C, but AC/DC, from 1979.
Yep, Bon Scott. That was the last album that he did with them before he passed away. Died way too soon. And the drums really make that track. Every time I hear that, I was like, I forget how good the drums are in this. They're not playing anything complicated, but just the rhythm, the way they're hitting the beats in the beginning, brings it right up.
Yeah. Do you remember how old he was, by any chance? I'm just wondering.
Early 20s, I think.
I'm just wondering if it's that weird phenomenon of 27.
I think he was younger than that. I could look it up.
Sad. And before that, Eddie Grant, as I mentioned, I had to go into our deep digital library here. So I got it from a compilation called Billboard Top Hits 1983. Yeah, that's right. It was 1983. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. Yeah.
I can't think of any other big hits he had, but, that's okay.
You know, and the best thing I remember from that was at the very beginning of the song when he goes, "Oi!
Oi!"
I don't know why, but I like that. I like things like that. You know, whatever.
It's a hook.
Yeah. Yeah, don't at me. Yeah. Okay, so we have one more song to go, and it's sort of a play on Eddie Grant.
It is.
Were you just saying something to Jean that I can't know about?
She's...
No, I looked up the Bon Scott.
Oh, how old?
He was 33.
33.
Older than I thought. Wow. Still too young.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, and you know. Any of those rock and roll deaths are just not a good thing. I mean, it happens way too often. All right, so as I was saying, the last song of the five-song set is kind of a play on what we've heard for the past four songs. It's also sort of called Electric Avenue, but it's Electric Avenue to Hell, featuring Jennifer Hartswick. Hartswick.
So you think you hear Bon Scott and you're like... So, not too many people could sing that kind of thing and do it justice, but Jennifer does a great job on this. She's actually a trumpet player and vocalist, came to prominence in Trey Anastasio's solo band, Trey from Fish.
Okay.
So, Umphrey's McGee is a really talented jam band. They have their own stuff, but they like to occasionally do some mashups, and they have a whole album of mashups called Zonky, and that's what this one is from. I heard a live version of this that... blew my socks off. And so I came in and I said to Gene, all hail Umphrey's McGee. They've mashed up a couple of songs that I never thought would go together, and they make it work. And so I figured, what better way to do this than play the two originals and then the mashup?
All right, well, I think the best thing I can do now is just move my finger so the song plays. It's WMFO, 9:52 in the morning, Umphrey's McGee and Electric Avenue to Hell at WMFO.
No place to hang out or wash in, and I can't blame it all on
WMFO Medford at 9:57 in the morning. Wow, quite a set of pipes on that Jennifer Hartswick.
Yes, pretty amazing.
I have to say, I enjoyed that. I mean, sometimes mashups get a little corny and whatever, but that was damn good. That was fun.
Yeah, so your mind is trying to figure out how are they doing this, because they're singing the lyrics to the one song to the melody, to the melody of the other one, and then they switch it up, and you're like, just let it go and just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, even though it wasn't really AC/DC, I kept finding my head banging the same way as I would have. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. I hope everybody out there enjoyed that. So just to review Tom's five-song set, it was pretty cool. Copperhead Road from Steve Earle, Allison Road from Gin Blossoms, Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, AC/DC, and Highway to Hell. And then just heard, rounding it out, Umphrey's McGee and Electric Avenue to Hell, featuring those pipes from Jennifer Hartswick. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right.
Check them out. Check them out on YouTube. They've got a bunch of other mashups that are out there, and their original stuff is awesome too. So, cool stuff.
All right. So, I guess we should just continue on now, because I have some new noise that's just gonna. You're gonna like this. This is, DJs. I won't speak for everybody, but a lot of us these days in 2023. We'll look for inspiration in all kinds of places. And there's a lot of music happening on socials, especially Instagram. So I found this kid on Instagram, and I can't find much about him, but he does have this song available that I found, and he goes by Woz. I think his name is Wozniak. Nothing to do with Apple.
I was going
to
say.
I know you were. But this is something from a release that he did called The Things I Love the Most, and this is called Medicine. This is Woz and this new noise at WMFO.
So much funny on a cure to make my brain stop so it works. Oh,